Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams that we chase become. Lost in the sun, spinning and turning, blind to the burning.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Stephen Ricciuto is our guest. Stephen is the Managing Director and Chief Economist at Mizuho Securities USA, author of a number of books, including Symptomatic to Systemic and also Disequilibrium. And Stephen, I need your website, please.
It's MizuhoGroup.com.
M-I-Z-U-H-O, MizuhoGroup.com.
Group.
So check it out,
correct,
folks. And you can find your books there?
No, they can't. Unfortunately, they're on Amazon.
Okay, so check those
as
out.
As well as Barnes & Noble.
All right, so wherever books are sold. We're talking about the Fed and their impact on the economy, on the you know, they set the monetary policy for America, but they also – and I think to some degree, rightly so, consider themselves the central bank of the world. What do you think, Stephen?
Well, I mean, to a great extent they are, because the dollar is the reserve currency.
Right.
And therefore, because the dollar is the reserve currency, the impact of U.S. monetary policy has an influence through the currency markets to every other central bank. And it depends, you know, to the extent based on the power of the other central bank. But clearly, it is an important driving force. Every central bank pays attention to what the Fed's doing.
Well, yeah, and oftentimes the Fed has been able – in the years past, the Fed has been able to keep the global economy from getting into trouble when certain stupid things have happened. But right now, if something happened that I mean, we're moving into some challenging global economic times right now. Does the Fed have enough ammunition if we really need them to help? Have they laid back enough ammunition to actually mount a defense?
Well, I think the answer is we are one of the few central banks left that have the ability to really manipulate using monetary policy. It's arguable whether or not the ECB, the European Central Bank, has
right.
ammunition.
Well, they're already negative over there, aren't they?
That's correct. It's arguable as well that the BOJ, the Bank of Japan, can do it. It's really even arguable that the PBOC, the People's Bank of China, has an opportunity to do things. We are the last central bank that really has an opportunity.
Stephen, how dangerous is that?
It happens a few times in history. Unfortunately, the last major time it happened, we were approaching the depressionary environment.
Yeah.
And that's one of the critical issues. And again, when you consider the similarities between then and now, we lived in a world of excess supply then. We live in a world of excess supply right now. And that's really the more important issue that the Fed should be focusing in on, which is why we've been advocating that they go to inflation targeting rather than interest rate targeting.
Right.
Because interest rate targeting has failed.
Well, if they do inflation rate targeting, then you would say that they would need to raise rates right now then, right? Because inflation is still is level or coming down, isn't it?
No, what they need to do actually is expand its balance sheet. They need to buy more securities, pump the system full of liquidity.
So you're saying,
inflation is a monetary phenomenon.
More quantitative easing, is
more
that what
QE.
You're saying? Really?
Correct.
How many other people?
Yeah, I think that's,
are you lonely in that world, recommendation?
There's a growing group that are beginning to realize the fact that you have to rely more on the balance sheet once you get down to these points where, mm-hmm. as you rightly mentioned earlier, interest rates aren't affecting Main Street.
No, they're
interest rates aren't affecting
they're
anybody.
Irrelevant.
They're having less and less impact.
Totally
and therefore,
irrelevant.
You need to use your other tools. You need to use your other tools, and your other tool is your balance sheet.
That's
and
the
by
reason.
Pumping liquidity into the system, you can drive inflation.
I agree with that. I mean, out here on Main Street, I mean, you know, I know people got all worked up when 30-year mortgages went to 4.25%, but holy mackerel, you and I both know if you can't afford a house at 4.25%, you can't afford a house. You shouldn't be buying a house. I mean,
that's 100% correct.
And small businesses are not borrowing money. like they were before. And right now, with a prime rate plus 3, which is what most small business owners good ones borrow at, that's only what about 6% rate, 6.5 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can make money borrowing at that rate from a bank. So it's this a quarter point up or down is inconsequential. So, but back to this policy that you're advocating, haven't they been trying to get out of that high, that substantial balance sheet? They've been trying to get away from all that. A lot of people think it's not good for the Fed to have so much on their balance sheet.
Yeah, this is a hotly contested debate. I'm not going to say it's not. But the point is, once you recognize you live in a world of excess supply and you realize that deflation is your biggest enemy in a world of excess supply, you
right.
have to generate inflation and you have to take more inflationary risks to keep deflation from happening. Let's be honest. The best defense against deflation is a little bit of extra inflation. And that's really what the Fed needs to create at this particular point in time. That'll correct the yield curve on its own. That'll help lower the dollar, which will help domestic manufacturing, because the dollar is very expensive right now because the Fed has actually been much too restrictive.
Do you have any confidence that the people at the Fed have, if they understand, if they agree with your analysis, do you have any confidence that they actually know how to deal with it?
There are several
Are they competent enough to do it?
Yeah, there are several people that are competent enough to do it. Whether or not they've reached the intellectual point to accept it is a different story. When you go back
and, and resist the pressures from Wall Street and politics, right? I mean, that's one thing.
Less of those pressures. I think it's more from a political standpoint. Interest rate targeting becomes very political, and that's the problem the Fed has gotten itself
into. Do they have the competence and the backbone, folks? That's one of the things. I'm going to ask Stephen to talk to us about the global economy going forward after the break. He can do that. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.